thought I was going to forget just because it's the holidays, huh? Well, I didn't. I'm here, and it's time for another podcast. Yay! I promise not to do any more impressions of YouTubers. Maybe. Somehow we survived. You carried me carefully across the river of window. We ran outside, like children at playtime, holding hands in case we got lost, in a world that belonged to us. It was bland and brown, but I still thought it was beautiful. Like the same small rotation of dinners that you made for me, before and after the end of the world, because I didn't know how to be adventurous. Being with you, under the beating sun, that seemed to stay forever as we walked the empty streets, made me forget that everyone and everything we had loved was lost. And my heart beat, humbled and hurried, only for you, forever. Actually think about nuclear war way more than I would like to, which perhaps actually in this climate is not as irrational as it could be. I just don't want it to happen, do you know what I mean? I've got shit to do, man. Can we just not, you know? And part of me wants to survive, but part of me doesn't, because I've played Fallout, and if it's anything like that, I'm not really interested in it as a concept, you know? But also, I don't want to die. I'm quite attached to the idea of being alive at the moment, so, you know, if we could just not do it, you know what I mean? That'd be great. Let's just all agree we're not doing that. Thank you.
It's time for everyone with a camera to peel back the brown spotted yellow skin, bananas to blenders, boob squeezers, whatever. Hey, let's make a documentary. Maybe he's the monster that's been here all along. Or maybe it's that girl, you know, the girl. Or me, or you, or the addition of stories in an attempt to mimic Instagram, which was also mimicking Snapchat. Eugenia, let's save her. Maybe I choose Onision because he reminds me of the one who tore off my skin until I was a baby in a blender, leaving me spinning and screaming as he monologued about how it was so easy to hate on him and how he was grateful for those that understood that he wasn't a bad guy. Rant, YouTube's punching bag, Onision, double standards. Maybe he was the Onision that's been here all along. maybe they're not the same. Maybe I'm projecting. But I heard my voice in a blue-haired girl who refused remission in chains and tattoos. And so I followed the sound to the red and white lights. And I drank. And I drank until I was deaf. Fake criers versus real crying YouTubers. Maybe the Onision, the character, the Greg. Maybe Onision had been here all along, but couldn't see the way the people crowded around the red and white blender, shoving him inside for a smoothie of receipts and regrets that doesn't taste any good but feels very necessary. Maybe he couldn't see until the premiere countdown was over, until it was too late, and he was dancing down their throats, singing his banana ballad as they wiped their lips with dead presidents and sponsored t-shirts. He's still out there. Be safe. Boob squeeze.
If you don't actually know who Onision is, to be honest, you could go onto YouTube and just type his username in and you'll get like a ton of videos giving you like receipts and breakdowns of like everything. There's also quite a lot of blogs out there that will kind of give you like a full, like, you know, summary. But basically, Onision is this YouTuber from America, right? And he does commentary videos. He also does, like, skits and this, like, banana song thing, and he does Sims videos, and you know, he does a lot of debates, that kind of thing. But he also has a lot of controversies, you know, there's things, you know, personal drama. There's been, you know, accusations about him kind of manipulating his audience, using his audience to make questionable content and things like that. And I think YouTube is a difficult platform because there's been a rise in sort of the last sort of year, 2 years, maybe three, I don't know, I don't really keep up, of what's called commentary channels and drama channels, where it's basically people who make videos talking about sort of what other YouTubers do. And there are some that genuinely appear to be doing it because they want to hold other YouTubers accountable and they want to make the platform safer, and that's great. But there are some people who appear to only be doing it for views, and what do views on YouTube mean? Ad revenue. And what does ad revenue mean? Money, of course. So, I don't know. I mean, I feel kind of conflicted about it, because it's like there are some people who are calling this guy out because they genuinely care and they genuinely want people to, you know, look at these things and say, well, are they acceptable? Are we willing to accept this on our platform? Is this okay? But then there are some people who probably don't really care, but they just know that if you talk about him and you talk about the things he does and you have a scandalous looking thumbnail and a title about, you know, we need to stop Onision or whoever the hot topic is that week, that you will get views and you'll get subscribers and you'll get money. So I don't know, you know, is it a good thing? You know, I mean, even if some of the commentary channels are in it for the wrong reasons, they are still bringing awareness to these things. But does that improve things? I don't know. I don't think so. You know, because there are some people that are called out by, you know, the drama channels and the commentary channels and nothing happens really. You know, you'd be surprised what some YouTubers can get away with, you know, because for every popular YouTuber that has like a racism scandal and does a, you know, the crying apology thing they do, you know, and loses their brand deals and their sponsorship and loses tons of subscribers, there are like four other YouTubers that are popular that have had racism scandals and nothing has happened to them. Or like, you know, for every YouTuber that's caught out, like, you know, manipulating their young audience or scamming people or, you know, abusing people or harassing people, you know, it will only be a small amount of them that actually have to face any repercussions. So, you know, will it ever end? Will YouTube ever be respectable? Probably not. I mean, you know, the guy who filmed a dead body in the suicide forest is still doing great, so I have my doubts. But, you know, I think part of the problem is the platform itself, you know, doesn't actually care as long as you're bringing in viewers who make their money from advertisers. So it's hard for the community to keep things accountable when the actual platform doesn't really give a shit. I don't know, man. Okay, so now I'm going to answer some of your questions from Instagram. I forgot where I was. Okay, the first one is, what projects are you working on for 2019? Well, quite a few different things. I have this thing for Valentine's Day, but I can't really tell anyone yet, because it's a surprise. Yay! I'm also working on my novel about this priest dude. It all gets a bit crazy. But I don't actually know if that's going to be finished in 2019, so I don't know. I'll let you know, I guess. I've got my new record, Subliminals, which will be out at some point next year. I'm just sort of doing the finishing stuff on that at the moment. And I've also got a collaborative poetry collection that should be coming out next year too. So that's what I'm doing so far. Yay! I'll also probably bring back my other podcast at some point next year. Hopefully. Okay, the next question is, are you making any more visual poems from your new book? Yes. I will actually be releasing a video for the poem 27 with a white lighter on the 1st of February, which will actually be my 27th birthday. So that's fitting, I suppose. I might do some other ones. It just sort of depends what I'm able to do, and because I've got like some other stuff I'm doing at the moment, but I will see what I can do, I suppose. The next question is, where do you get your records from? I actually get them from lots of different places. I get quite a few from like auction houses. I get quite a lot from eBay and Amazon and places like that as well. And just like sort of general like record shops and stuff. Nowhere really exciting, I'm afraid. This is the next question. I'm jumping ahead there. Why aren't the new poems you've been reading in your new book? Well, I finished that book. It was released at the start of December, but I finished it around October, I think. Because, you know, I had to sort of have it finished so I could move on to the next stage of, like, you know, sort of further edits and promotion and fun stuff like that. So anything I wrote off that point was really too late to go in. I was able to make a few exceptions, which really I shouldn't have done, but there we are. But I couldn't get them all in, so so that's the reason, basically. The next question is, what inspired your poem Violet? Well, I oh my god, I read a comment on a forum about Lana Del Rey being in a secret lesbian relationship with Marina from Marina and the Diamonds. And I just thought, that's interesting. And then it just sort of reminded me of this kind of thing from my own life. I just sort of started writing something about it all, and Violets was what I ended up with. I think I'll do one more. This question, God, I'm not really sure how to answer this anyway, but your view on the pagan rituals that Christians have taken from solstice for their Christmas. Well, I don't know that I'm qualified to answer that, but I think a lot of, you know, religions and cultures have borrowed aspects from each other. And so I think as time goes on, it becomes harder and harder to separate those things, because they become traditions and, you know, things like that. I think perhaps they should, you know, if you are taking an aspect or something for your own, I think it, you know, you should sort of, you know, credit them, I guess, or, you know, share that aspect with them, allow them to be part of it too. 'Cause I mean, I don't know, I think sometimes there are certain parts of, you know, the Christian community, if that's a thing, I don't know, that reacts quite negatively to paganism, which is interesting when you consider, you know, some of the things that they have in common. So I don't know if that really answers your question, but there we are.
It's been so long. I'm tired, tall, troubled, like I told you. And maybe people do care, and it's just me that doesn't. Maybe I do. Or maybe I'm right, as well as tired, tall, and troubled. I'm silent, along with my other afflictions. On my knees, painting my problems with glittery finger paint. Under neon lights that spell out 27 types of trouble. Because I am 27, and I don't know what that means. I am 27 types of troubled, but I don't know what people expect. And I don't know why I can't figure it out. And my friends are getting married. Some of my friends have kids. And I don't know if I'm relieved that I don't, or jealous. And I don't know if I will. And I know that somewhere, Jerry Smith is fucking pissed that I still use the word and so much. And make my poems too prosy, too conversational. And I'm not even trying to be contrary, like the boy I can't mention told me. And when did I get so vulgar? It's just the way I am, and I am 27, with a white lighter, wondering in a real selfish way what would happen if I checked out the Arrow Royale. I'm still finger painting, glitter praying, asking myself, God, and Vera Bennett, exactly I'd achieve by lighting up my last cigarette, heading out into the big bad world in the sky. Oh, I hate to interrupt your thirsty behaviour over a fictional character, but did you just consider what I think you considered? I wonder if it hurts. Of course it hurts, you dumb bitch. Did going to university teach you nothing? I even really want to. No, stop it. I'm calling the police and your mum and your publicist. Oh, we don't have a publicist. You don't. You can't. And I swear, I'm sorry, Cherry. And I'm sorry, Ashley. But this is just where we are. And it's who we are. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anything. Except that I'm 27 with a white lighter. My hands covered in glitter, hoping that it gets better. And I want to know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm afraid to find out. And it's my birthday. An anniversary. 27. Well, you know the rest. What should I wish for?
Sometimes I feel like being an adult is a scam. Because, like, when I was a kid and everything, I just thought it was going to be really good. You know, like, I would just, like, have all this freedom and I wouldn't have to worry about everything and everything would be amazing. But it's actually not that. I don't know. Not to sound like a whiny millennial about it. I mean, I hate that anyway as a thing, because, like, no offense, but I feel like we have a ton of shit we can whine about, you know, because everything's kind of going to shit around us. So, you know, excuse me if I want to have a grumble, but, like, that's just not what I thought it would be, you know. Then sometimes I see people doing all the things that I thought it would be, and I'm like, nah, I don't really want any part of that. Like, you know, I have friends that have kids and shit, and, you know, they're getting married, and some days I'm like, I kind of totally want to do that. But then some days I'm like, nah, mate. Nah, fuck that. It's just hard, you know. I know I sound really, like, whiny and babyish, but, like, it's my fucking podcast, isn't it? In 100 years, the girl you loved will be buried deeper than your feelings, dressed in desire and next to another while you're tethered to your nagging past, coveting another man's crypt and the treasure you never touched. Okay, so here's the thing. I know I just said that, like, adulthood is a scam and everything's shit and whatever, but, like, you know, I could just, like, do what I want, right? Like, oh, I say, like, all the time. Anyway, back to me. So, I decided I wanted to have a podcast, so I did. I decided I wanted to, like, you know, do poetry and stuff, so I did. I decided I wanted to release records, so I did. So, you know, because I was just kind of like, why not, sis? Just do it. Like, you could probably die if you don't. You could die if you do, but if that's the case, at least when you're dead, you're going to be like, oh, I do all these things I want to do. Rad. Cool. Nice. You know? But, like, if you don't do it, you're just going to be lying there like, oh, fuck, I didn't do all those things I wanted to do. And now I'm dead. You know? You got to do life before life does you. I think. You know? Scam today before today scams you. You know, like, it's hard though, because, like, I can apply this to some parts of my life. Like, I'll be like, okay, so I want to be a writer. Okay, I'm going to go to university. I'm going to do my degree. I'm going to publish my stuff. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to make people notice me. And that's fine, I can do that. You know? But then it comes to, like, the things that really should be easy. You know, like, you know, finding people and spending time with them and shit. Like, that's hard. You know? But at the same time, it's not, like, I see people literally all the time, every day. Can't get away from them, you know what I mean? And believe me, sometimes I wish I could, you know. But I walk past, like, so many people every day, and it's like, I could just, like, talk to them, or, like, go out with them or something. But, like, I just also can't. And it's crazy. It's like, how can I be so ready to do other things, but I can't do that? You know what I mean? I think I just, I don't know, maybe, like, in that one aspect of my life, I'm quite kind of, you know, old-fashioned and shit, so someone else is gonna have to do it for me. You know, you have to let me know. Although from previous experience, I can tell you are gonna have to be, like, painfully obvious because I am not great at knowing that kind of thing. But not like obvious in a gross way, can I just add? I'm about to go on a ramble. I don't know. Not to be an old person about it, but like this generation, damn it. I just feel like a lot of it is just very vulgar. You know? I don't know, like, if you're trying to get at me, don't fucking come in my DMs, you know, talking like some kind of Robin Thicke B-side. Jesus. You know? Like, I'm not saying it has to be all, like, buttons done up, church nonsense, but, like, you know, just don't be fucking rude. You know what I mean? Where did that go? When did that stop, you know, being cool? I don't know. I actually forgot what I was talking about, to be real. Oh, yeah. So, like, maybe that's something I'll do in 2019. I'll just, like, you know, talk to people more and shit. I actually probably won't, to be honest. You know, if you've been around a while, you'll know that that's not going to happen. I have this thing, internet shyness, like that's even a thing. Like even like just like on email or messaging or whatever, like I get really nervous about it and I'll just like not reply for like 6 days or something because I get nervous and shit. So probably won't actually do it in the end. But wow, wouldn't it be nice if I did? Okay. So it really is time for bed. But I'll see you next week. I'm not going to promise on which day, because I know that I uploaded on the wrong day this week, or whatever. I was very late, actually. But, you know, it'll be fine, I'm sure. Anyways, if you wanted to find more of my work, you can find that on my website, which is jenniferwan.com. There's all sorts of fun things there, like videos and audio clips and films even, as well as lots and lots of poems and short stories that I've written that you can read for literally no money. Like, it's very, very free. So that's a lovely place to find more of my work. You can also get all of my books, including my new book, 27 with a White Lighter, on Amazon, or to get that one specifically, you can also go to 27withawhitelighter.com. You can check out my music, including my new single, Winter Girl, on stuff like Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, all of the music things, basically. YouTube as well, where there's also some music videos and poetry videos. You can find me on YouTube. I've got the link to that in the description as well. Yeah. I forgot where I was. Yeah, so that there's lots of things to do if you really miss me between now and next week. But for now, I have to go because I'm actually very tired. But I will see you soon, or speak to you soon, or whatever. Good night, my love.